I ain't got no money to fix my car. When I buy gas, it don't get me very far. My baby needs some milk to drink, and mama wants her wine. I get a check each week, but I don't know what's mine. I'm losing track, I don't know what to do. I got the budgeting blues.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Sensible Chat. I'm your host, Sensible Bobby, YNAB Certified Budget Coach, Ramsey Solutions Master Financial Coach, and Registered Tax Preparer with the California Tax Education Council. I want to share an article that I read recently on MSN.com titled The New Gen Z Anti-Budgeting App. The article states, quote, Oops is aimed for Gen Z folks and doesn't require them to budget in the traditional way. Instead, you track your spending by simply linking your bank accounts to the app. Then you receive a weekly recap, and as you review your spending, you can press the Oops button to indicate something you regret buying. You can even compare your spending with others. For example, maybe this week you spent less on takeout than 60% of other users or 30% more on clothing. Then, as you sort and keep track of your spending, you can keep on top of your finances and become a better spender. Ideally, the more you can spot the types of purchases you regret or impulsively bought, you can be more aware the next time you head on a Target run or out shopping with friends. The goal is to not waste your money on items you won't care about and to spend it on things you will. Now, I like the idea that this app is designed to make you more aware of what you're spending so that you can decide how you really want to spend your money. But looking at your spending after the fact without any plan of how to change your spending can be detrimental if you let it get you down. And the idea that you can compare your spending with others seems a little anti-productive to me. The idea might be to boost your confidence, but it may end up making you feel like a failure. And there's no reason to feel that way because your situation is your own. Personal finance is personal, and the way other people are spending their money has no bearing on how you should be spending yours. You have your own unique set of goals, priorities, and resources. So I strongly believe that it's better to take a look at the resources you have and actively and strategically decide how to use them. That's why I always advocate for creating your financial picture first. This is going to give you an accurate look of what you personally have to work with as far as your money, what your financial obligations are, and then what you have to put toward your goal, whether that's paying off debt, saving for college, saving for a home, creating your emergency plan, whatever it is that your main goal is. And I highly encourage you to have a main goal. True, all of us have multiple goals, but if you can start with the most important and put all of your resources toward that goal until you reach it, it's going to happen faster, and then you'll have more resources to put toward your next goal. So there are four questions you need to ask yourself. What do I want? And really focus in on why you want it. What is your motivation behind it? Because it takes discipline to reach a goal, especially when you're talking about money. There are so many things that we can spend our money in. So you really want to be focused on why you want to hit that specific goal. That really helps with your discipline. Number two, what do you have? What resources do you have today that you can put toward your goal? Question number three, what do you need? Now that you've established what your goal is and what you already have, you can figure out exactly what you need to reach your goal. And then question number four, how can I get what I need to reach my goal? Budgeting helps with this because once you've created your financial picture and you know what you have to work with, now you can create a plan for specifically how to spend your money when it comes in order to keep the roof over your head and maintain your financial obligations, and then put the rest of the money actively and intentionally toward reaching your goal. Then you can track that money on a day-to-day basis as you spend it, not for the purpose of seeing what you spent, but for the purpose of knowing what you have left to spend before you get more money. That is going to help you stay on track so you don't overspend in one area, which means you have less to spend in another area, and that could trip you up on your way to reaching your goal. So the act of budgeting is to keep you on track to reach your goal. And if you take the time to do the work on the front end to create a goal that you can reach given the resources that you have today, it is much easier to maintain your plan and follow that goal through to the finish line. So will this Oops anti-budgeting app work for you? I can't answer that. Only you can. Look into it if you're interested. But just like any other resource, you need to look at it from the perspective of how it can help you reach your goal. All of the resources that are out there to help you can trip you up more than help you if you're depending on those resources to lead you to the end game you are trying to accomplish. You're the only one who can specifically write out a plan that works for you. But once you know exactly what you're trying to accomplish, then you can find the right resources to help you get there. So if you need help prioritizing your goals, finding your motivation, or creating a plan to help you reach your goals, reach out to me and let's work together. All my contact info is available at sensiblechat.com. Schedule a free consultation with me and let's talk about your goals and the resources that might be helpful for you to reach them. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sensible Chat. Feel free to email me anytime with questions or comments. Bobby, B-O-B-B-I, at sensiblechat.com. That's Bobby, B-O-B-B-I, at sensiblechat.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, remember, do the math, live the life.
That does it for this episode of Sensible Chat with your host, Sensible Bobby. Links for all the resources mentioned can be found in the show notes for this episode at sensiblechat.com. That's sensible with a C. While you're there, find your favorite app to be sure and never miss a show. If you need help with your budget or want to share your thoughts, reach out to Sensible Bobby through the contact page at sensiblechat.com. That's sensible with a C.